views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Kelly Ballard Show, insight and inspiration from the great beyond. Kelly Ballard is a fourth-generation medium and intuitive who covers topics ranging from grief, spirit guides, and listening to your intuition. Kelly can help you get answers and guidance from your loved ones on the other side with a little bit of humor and a lot of healing. Now, here's your host, Kelly Ballard.
Good afternoon and hello, everyone. I'm Kelly Ballard, and you're listening to The Kelly Ballard Show, insight and inspiration from the great beyond on Transformation Talk Radio. I am so glad that you joined us today. It is a beautiful, beautiful fall day in upstate New York. Some of the leaves are starting to change on the trees, and it's just a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful day, and I'm so glad that all of you joined me. Lots of crazy energy going on in the universe right now. Mercury is in retrograde, which means that there's all sorts of nonsense with communication and just that funky, funky energy. But, you know, I always say to people, go with the flow, don't feed too much into it, and we'll be out of it before you know it. So thanks for sharing your brilliant energy with me today. We're going to do some awesome things together with Spirit, and I hope that you'll stay tuned with me for the next hour as we open up our hearts and our minds to connect in with Spirit and to educate ourselves with divine energy. Each week, we'll cover a variety of topics ranging from grief and spirit guides, mediumship, listening to your intuition, and so much more. And of course, if you're wondering how you can find me outside of Transformation Talk Radio, you can always check out my website at reflectiveharmony.com for more information about how to schedule a reading with me, something in person or over the phone, and of course, to read about any of my upcoming classes or workshops. And I'm in the process of putting together some webinars, so I cannot wait to share that information with all of you as well. We have got an absolutely fantastic show today, and I cannot wait to introduce all of you to my wonderful guest. But before we get into that, I just wanted to remind you all of a couple great little tidbits. We have the best of the best callers that have been reaching out to us during our shows, and thank you for calling and for your patience. At the halfway point of our show today, we're going to be opening up our phone lines, and you are going to get a chance to connect in with our wonderful guest, and you're in for a real, real treat, and we'll get into that more in a few moments. You are going to have your socks knocked off, though, and if you haven't done so already, grab a pen and some paper, and you can call us in at 800-930-2819. That's 800-930-2819. And I'll have that number up on my Facebook page, facebook.com/reflectiveharmonyKMB during the show. And if you want to listen to an archive of today's show or any of the past ones, you can always check those out on my website, reflectiveharmony.com as well. So as I said to you a few moments ago, I am so excited about today's show. I have one of my most favorite healers and colleagues, Jack Traber, on today's show. And there are really, truly only a handful of people that I have met while walking on this earth that I feel that the universe has really put here to be a healer. And Jack, in my opinion, is one of those people. I've had my own healing experiences with Jack that have knocked my socks off, and experiences with him that have had even my own medical doctors scratching their heads about how is this possible? And I'll talk about that with Jack in a little bit. Jack is a certified energy practitioner. He served as a personal energy manager for over 20 years, helping people to feel better about using powerful and advanced energy techniques that help them to thrive. What Jack does is very unique because he can feel the flow of the body's energies, whether he is physically with someone, so whether you're in his office with him, or if he's just hearing their voice vibration over the phone. He uses energy medicine, energy psychology, matrix energetics, the emotion code, Chinese chi healing, shamanic and aboriginal techniques. Jack has a highly developed and intuitive sensitivity to subtle energies and provides his clients with a unique service that I don't know anybody else in the Capital Region, or even in New York State for that matter, that's doing what Jack is doing. You are going to have an opportunity today to learn all about energy healing and to find out how that energy healing works also from a distance. Jack's going to explain to us how it's done, how people can be helped with their physical, emotional, psychological, spiritual, and etheric issues. And he's going to talk to us about some of the techniques he uses and maybe provide us with a few tips on how we can keep our energy just fantastic and sparkling. And I'm really excited because during the second half of our show, Jack is going to be taking callers, and he is going to be able to use your voice vibration to tune into your energy to decipher all sorts of things. So whether you've got chakras that are frozen or out of balance, whether you have an issue with an organ or a specific physical ailment, you're going to have your socks knocked off. It's fantastic. And you're going to want to call in. And again, that number is 800-930-2819. And of course, if you have any just questions about what Jack does, I'm sure he's happy to answer that as well. So without further ado, Jack, welcome to today's show. I am so glad that you're here.
Well, thank you so much, Kelly. I'm looking forward to this.
I'm glad. So, Jack, I want to get into the good stuff. Tell me, how did you get involved in energy healing? And you actually have a very, very interesting background in what you used to do as a day job.
Yes, actually, I'm an engineer, and I was working in the energy field in engineering for many years. And a little over 20 years ago, I was taking Tai Chi classes during my lunch hours for exercise. And after a couple of months of doing these Tai Chi classes, I began to feel sensations in my hands, like a buzzing and a tingling. And I suddenly realized that Tai Chi was an energy exercise and I was feeling energy. So that really intrigued me. And I began looking at what I could do now that I knew that energy was real. And I began looking at the opportunities for learning about energy for healing. And I began studying taking workshops at the Chinese Healing Arts Center in downstate New York, and just started from there. So it just kind of, things just opened up for me as I was doing Tai Chi, and I suddenly realized, wow, energy is real. And that's how kind of it started.
Oh, that's fantastic. And Jack, did you find, when was like a turning point that you knew you wanted to work with people, that you wanted to help others with this, do you think?
Well, when I first began to feel the energy, I began looking at what can one do with energy? How is energy used? I knew energy could be used for fighting, for combat, but I was already taking Taekwondo lessons with my son. I had enough of that kind of thing. And I thought, you know, energy for healing really sounds like a wonderful thing to learn about. And so I began looking at opportunities for taking classes in energy healing, and started with Chinese qi healing.
Mm-hmm. So, Jack, how exactly do you work with your clients, and how would you assess, like, their energy system then?
Well, when I first meet with clients, we talk for a little bit. I like to know what's on their mind, what their concerns are, because it kind of helps me set priorities in terms of how I should be working with them. Although if someone didn't tell me anything or someone couldn't talk, I could begin assessing their energy system and just working right off the bat. But I prefer knowing what's on people's minds, what their concerns are. And what I do is I do an initial assessment. Well, actually, I do an assessment each time I work with someone. And I kind of focus on and tune into different parts of their energy system. I look at each of their organs, each of their major organs and meridians, to see are they in balance or out of balance? Are they too weak or are they actually too stressed and need to be calmed down? I look at each of the chakras and assess whether there are dysfunctions within the chakras. Mm-hmm. Are any of the chakras frozen? do the chakras have blocked energy or trapped energy? There's all different kinds of dysfunctions within the chakras, and those are important to correct. So I'll check those out. And I'll check the person's immune system. It's just so important that we have a strong immune system to protect us from all the bacteria and viruses out there. I'll check for emotional stresses. Are there strong emotions that are really weakening their system? Are there fears or anxieties, grief, and so on that is really pulling them down? So I'll check different parts of the energy system by focusing and tuning into it, and I'll get information as to the status of that part of the energy system, and then I'll begin working to make the corrections one by one.
Now, Jack, one of the things, so once you begin to make those corrections, you know, are there different techniques that you use specifically? Or I always, when I try to explain to like clients about what you do, I say that you like mix all the best of the best stuff together and kind of do your own thing. So what energy techniques do you use?
Okay, well, that's a very good description, Kelly, because I use a variety of techniques. And they fall within the categories of energy medicine, energy psychology, EFT, kind of like the meridian tapping.
Yeah.
People may have heard of the emotion code, Chinese chi healing, matrix energetics, various shamanic techniques. But then I have my own approaches that kind of are based on my sensitivities. Over the years, I've become acutely sensitive to human energy kind of when I tune into it. So I can feel the subtle dysfunctions within different parts of the energy system. So I kind of take some basic techniques like I've mentioned and mix them with the way my system feels the energy and the way my system can shift people's energies. So I have my own kind of no-name techniques where I kind of mix things all together and just try to come up with the best way to assess as deeply as I can what's going on and make the most effective energy shifts that I can.
Right. Jack, I'm going to have you hold that thought for just a moment. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Kelly Ballard Show, Insight and Inspiration from the Great Beyond on Transformation Talk Radio. We're going to take a quick break, but when we come back, we are going to check in more with the wonderful Jack Triber and talk about energy healing. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Solution is my queen, cause she stays strong.
Enlightening, humorous, and compassionate. Listen live to The Kelly Ballard Show, insight and inspiration from the great beyond. Kelly is a fourth-generation medium and intuitive who covers topics ranging from grief, spirit guides, and listening to your intuition. Kelly can help you get answers and guidance from the other side with a little bit of humor and a lot of healing. Tune in to The Kelly Ballard Show, Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific Time here on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
To the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Enlightening, humorous, and compassionate. Listen live to The Kelly Ballard Show, insight and inspiration from the great beyond. Kelly is a fourth-generation medium and intuitive who covers topics ranging from grief, spirit guides, and listening to your intuition. Kelly can help you get answers and guidance from the other side with a little bit of humor and a lot of healing. Tune in to The Kelly Ballard Show, Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific Time here on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
motivation. My one solution is my queen, cause she stays strong. Yeah, yeah, she is always in my corner.
Hey, welcome back. You're listening to the Kelly Ballard Show, Insight and Inspiration from the Great Beyond on Transformation Talk Radio with me, Kelly Ballard. Thank you so much for joining us today. And if you're just tuning in and you have a moment, be sure to check out my latest posting on my Facebook page about today's show. We'll have an archive of today's show up on my website, reflectiveharmony.com, after today's show as well. We have been talking to the very wonderful Jack Triber about energy healing, and we're going to jump back to him in a moment. And as I mentioned in the beginning of our show, we're going to be taking callers shortly. So give us a call. Jack has so graciously offered to connect in with our callers today to talk about what's going on with them energetically. And grab that pen and paper. You can reach us at 800-930-2819. That's 800-930-2819. So, Jack, we were just chatting a little bit about the work that you do with your clients, and how I had said to you that whenever I talk to my clients about what you do, I always tell them that you take like all these different techniques and kind of like mix them in this beautiful hodgepodge to do your own thing. And I wanted to share a story actually about an experience that I had with you that really has changed my life in a fantastic way, and really is, I think, phenomenal. For years and years and years, I've suffered from crazy, insane amounts of kidney stones. And before I had seen you, and I think this may have been actually either the first or second time I'd ever come in for some healing, I had just happened to see my urologist, and I had a kidney that was loaded with stones, one that was about the size of a quarter, and kind of was anticipating basically of needing to schedule some surgery to get that taken care of. And I went into your beautiful office, and we were chatting about it, and you did some work on me. And about 2 weeks later, I had gone back to my urologist to kind of follow up, and we took another x-ray, and all of the stones in that kidney were gone. Now, if any of you out there have ever passed a kidney stone, you know when you are passing a kidney stone, because it is excruciating. And even if for some strange reason those kidney stones burst into what they call gravel, you would still know that you are passing gravel. But I think that what was so amazing about this was I set an intention working with you, Jack, that whatever was for my highest and best good, I was open to receive that healing. I left my urologist totally speechless and baffled of how on earth this was possible. And when I shared with him what I had done and what had happened, he said, you know what, keep doing what you're doing, because this man truly has a gift. So I think back to that experience, Jack, and it still knocks my socks off to this day. And every time I see my urologist, he still asks if I'm seeing you for healing. So you definitely have converted some medical doctors, which is a great, great thing. So with that said, Jack, what kind of issues do you think can benefit from energy work?
Well, first of all, I'm so happy that the energy work helped you so much. That really made me very happy. You know, energy work can help with so many things, because our energy system is really the infrastructure for our entire body, our physical body, our emotional body, our psychological body. Everything is energy, and our thoughts are energy, our feelings are energy, and our body is made of energy. So virtually every condition can get at least a little bit better, and sometimes completely better. So I work on all different kinds of issues that people come in with. Certainly anxiety and stress, and at the top of the list for most people. And anxiety and stress either create or exacerbate virtually every condition. Mm-hmm. People come in with digestive issues, stomach discomfort, and issues like that. Certainly pain, response to energy work. People come in with sleep issues. That can respond to energy work. People come in with pressure in their chest, or heart palpitations, or heart rhythm issues, and that responds amazingly well to energy work. Mm-hmm. People often come in saying, I'm just exhausted, tired, like I'm running on empty. And literally they are. They have virtually no energy in their system. It's not enough to keep them going. Energy mm-hmm. techniques can really help boost them up. Certainly can help a weak immune system, strengthen, and that I make sure nobody leaves my office without their immune system being as strong as possible. That's the one wall protecting us from all the bad germs and viruses out there. But all kinds of chronic conditions that respond well to energy work. And emotional issues, I do a lot of work helping release trapped emotions, you know, grief or fear, anger, feelings of rejection, depression. These are all energy issues that get locked up or trapped in different parts of our body. And I'll just add one more thing. I do a lot of work on helping clear subconscious resistance that people aren't even aware of. That's really blocking them from feeling better physically, emotionally, and even having more success in their life. So a whole host of issues.
So now, Jack, what do clients typically, I mean, I know some of the things that I felt with healing, doing healing work with you. Of course, I'm also a medium and talk to dead people regularly, so I feel things a little differently. But what, can you talk about some of the things that clients sometimes will feel like sensation-wise while they're having an energy session with you?
Sure. Everybody's different, and some people won't necessarily feel things, but a lot of people do have sensations. They may feel tingling or pressure or warmth or coolness or different kinds of things they can't even describe. Some can close their eyes and they'll see colors and all kinds of visualizations. So people, you know, may feel energy moving in their body, which is a palpable sign of healing, of change. They may feel my energy. They may feel a combination of energies of myself and themselves. So they could be feeling a lot of different things. What I've found so interesting over the years is that there's kind of a very common feeling that people will have that they'll tell me at the end of the session when I ask them how they're doing. The most common things that people will say are, I feel lighter.
Okay, yeah.
I feel lighter. It even happened today, you know, when I saw some clients earlier. And it doesn't matter if they're male or female, or young or older, or it doesn't matter what their size or shape is. But something has happened to lift their burden a bit. And when they say they feel lighter, I feel good about that. That's important.
Oh, absolutely. Jack, do you think that spirit is involved in your healing work? Like, do you feel spirits assisting you within the work that you do?
I do. And I'm not sure why, why me, but I do. I know that the insights I get when I work with people, the intuitive hits I get coming from someplace, not just me. And some of the results I get are beyond what I would have expected. So I know that I'm getting help from someplace, and I'm very, very grateful for it for me and for my clients.
Yeah. Okay.
So there's no doubt in my mind that this is bigger than me. It's not just me, for sure.
Now, Jack, you've also, when we were chatting, you told me that you have started to do some distance and remote energy work. Can you talk a little bit about that? Because I know we have listeners from all over the area, not just in upstate New York where you and I are. But I'd love to hear a little bit more about the distance and the remote energy work you've been doing.
Sure. I found that I've had the opportunity to help some people out of the area with distance work. I've been pleasantly surprised how well it works, in the sense that when I speak with people, I can from their voice, I get information about what's happening with their energy system. And with that information, I can kind of pinpoint the work that needs to be done. But what I do is I guide the person. I might have them touch certain acupressure points on their bodies. I might have them put their hands over certain chakras. And so while I'm working on them from my location, I'm kind of guiding them to assist a little bit from where they are by putting their hands in certain parts of their body or making saying certain statements that will be helpful. So we kind of work as a team. I determine what the imbalances are, what needs to be done. I do some work most of the work from my location, but I also guide the client as to what they can do with me at the same time to help effectuate energy shifts and healing for them.
Fantastic. Are you finding, I'm sure you're probably finding this is a silly question, but I'm sure you're finding just as much success with working with people remotely than having them in person. It's just a different way of moving the energy and channeling the energy around, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, I most enjoy working with people directly in person, but yep. If that's not possible, I'm happy to be help the people in distant locations, and I'm thrilled that that's actually possible.
Well, I mean, I think that for you, it expands the audience of the people that you get to work with so much more. And I imagine as a healer, too, that it's so rewarding to be able to connect in with people kind of on that broader level to bring this unique healing work that you do to so many other people that, you know, just aren't in our backyard in that sense. Jack, we've got to take a break in just a moment, but I was wondering if you could let everybody know if they want to connect in with you online, how can they find you on the web?
Okay. Well, I have actually two websites for.
I think we might have lost.
My website is energyforhealthandhealing.com, and my website, kind of geared toward distance work, people outside the area, is distancehealingarts.com.
Fantastic. And I'll have both of those links up on my Facebook page. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Kelly Ballard Show, Insight and Inspiration from the Great Beyond. We are going to be opening up our phone lines when we get back, 800-930-2819. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Enlightening, humorous, and compassionate. Listen live to The Kelly Ballard Show, Insight and Inspiration from the Great Beyond. Kelly is a fourth-generation medium and intuitive who covers topics ranging from grief, spirit guides, and listening to your intuition. Kelly can help you get answers and guidance from the other side with a little bit of humor and a lot of healing. Tune in to The Kelly Ballard Show, Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific Time here on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet. Welcome home. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for more information.
The doctor is in. Tune in to the hit show, The Psychic Love Doctor, with host Deborah Lee. Deborah's life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Join Deborah Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific Time right here on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
What if there was no right or wrong way to be a great parent? Join Access Consciousness Facilitator Glenna Rice as she and Dr. Pat invite you to be the questionable parents you truly are and empower you to know and give the awareness required to create ease and joy with your children. Join Dr. Pat and Glenna as they focus on parenting for the modern family. Tune in every month to the Dr. Pat Show on air and online at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
are back on the Kelly Ballard Show, Insight and Inspiration from the Great Beyond, with me, Kelly Ballard. Don't forget to check out my Facebook page, facebook.com/reflectiveharmony, KMB, for some tidbits from today's show. And you can always check out my website, reflectiveharmony.com, for an archive of today's show and any of my recent shows that we've done as well. So we have been talking to the very wonderful Jack Triber, energy healer, and we are going to be taking some phone calls in just a moment to check in with Jack. So if you're wanting to call in, that number again is 800-930-2819, 800-930-2819. And if you want, if you've got a question about energy healing that Jack does, you can ask him that. If you'd like to know, how are your chakras? Do you got an issue with an organ or a health ailment? Talk to Jack. Let's see what we can get from him. So, Jack, we are going to be connecting in with our first caller, and we have Jennifer from Troy, New York. Hi, Jennifer. How are you?
Hi, Kelly. I'm good. How are you?
Good. Jennifer, meet Jack.
Hi, Jack.
Hi, Jennifer.
Jennifer, what can Jack do for you today?
I'm just looking for him to tune into my energy and see if there's anything going on with my health or anything that I should be concerned about.
Do you have anything specific you'd like him to check into?
No, nothing specific, actually. I have some skin issues, but I don't have anything specific. I'm just kind of wondering, you know, if there's anything that I should be worried about.
Jack, take it away.
Okay. Well, okay, Jennifer, just listen to your voice. I'm trying to get a little information here on, just to keep it simple. I'm just checking your chakras right now. It feels like two of your chakras are a little bit frozen energetically, not quite spinning properly. And I can feel that in the solar plexus chakra and your crown chakra. Okay. Let's see. Let me have you just say a couple of words just so I can tune into some of your meridians and see if I can give you some insights there.
Today is a beautiful day and a great day looking out the window.
Okay, great. Thank you. Okay, it feels to me like your immune system is a little bit weak. It really should be strengthened to give you the utmost protection. Okay, let me see here. It feels like your core energy is a little bit on the low side, and really could be strengthened overall. So besides, even though your overall core energy is low and your skin needs to be strengthened, I can feel some of your meridians really need to be calm, sedated. There's kind of like too much energy there. Let me see exactly. It needs to be calm, sedated. Okay. Your stomach meridian, that very commonly is overstressed for people. The stomach is one meridian or one organ, very sensitive to worry. So a lot of people have things to worry about. And so the stomach tends to be a sensitive organ for a lot of people, where worry and, of course, things you're eating could be affecting that. So your stomach could be calmed or sedated. Let's see. Okay. Another meridian is called triple warmer. That's the fight or flight or freeze meridian. I call it the master stress circuit. It's like a circuit breaker that gets tripped if we're being chased by lions or tigers or something dangerous, but should reset when the danger is gone. But for a lot of people, that circuit breaker gets tripped and stays tripped. So there's an element of danger people are feeling, kind of like this unease. And a lot of people are sharing that, and I can feel that your triple warmer is one meridian that really could use some calming or sedating. Let me see if anything else. Okay, and one other thing I'll mention. There's a central meridian that runs kind of from the groove in your chin all the way down, all the way to your groin, through all of your chakras. It's a very emotionally sensitive point. And I can feel that point needs to be calmed in your system and a lot of other people as well. And you can really make some progress there, even just tapping or massaging the groove in your chin can send signals which will calm down that central meridian, go through all the chakras, and help ease some of the emotional stress. So those are a couple of things that I can tell from your voice. Okay, Jennifer?
Okay, great. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
And Jennifer, if you want to follow up, Jennifer, with Jack to resolve any of these, you can always check out his website at energyforhealthandhealing.com, okay?
Excellent, Kelly. Thanks.
Thanks for calling in.
Okay, thanks, Jennifer.
Thanks.
So, Jack, you ready for another caller?
Sure.
Mm-hmm. All right. Jack, we have Scott from New York on the phone. Hi, Scott. How are you?
Good. How's it going?
Good. What can Jack do for you today? Meet Jack, by the way.
Hi, Scott.
Hi, Jack. How are you?
Welcome. Good. How's it going?
Not too bad. I just wanted to see if you could tell anything about me energetically and see, hopefully, if my energy is moving in a positive direction.
Okay. All right. Let's see. Okay, Scott. Well, it feels like your core energy actually is in pretty good shape. So that's a good place to start with your core energy feeling, you know, pretty strong. Okay? Let's check your chakras again here. Okay, it feels like your heart chakra is a bit frozen energetically. Okay? It's obviously a very emotionally sensitive chakra. And I can feel that's a bit frozen. I can also feel some blocked energy in there, a couple of things going on. So a couple of energy dysfunctions in that heart chakra. Okay. Let's see. I can feel some emotional distress in your system. Let's say a few more words, Scott, so I can hear your voice some more.
Sure. It is wonderful being able to call in and talk to you both today.
Okay, great. Emotionally, I can feel some grief in your system. That feels pretty strong. And some anger. So there are a couple of emotions there that are kind of draining your system a bit, but you're still kind of holding on pretty well. Let me check some of your meridians here.
Okay.
Yeah, you as well. Your stomach meridian could use some calming or sedating. Again, a very common situation for an awful lot of people. Small intestine could be calmed a little bit more. Also, triple warmer, again, very common. That's the master stress circuit that most everybody could use calm down.
Right.
That's true, right?
Yeah. Awesome.
And, excuse me, I didn't catch that.
I said, isn't that true?
Yes, right. And I can feel also liver meridian could be calmed down a little bit. So there's a number of things going on there. A couple of imbalances, but I like the fact that your core energy level feels pretty good, and that's a good place to start. So you've got some resources dealing with your body. Was there a question you had more specifically, Scott?
Oh, no, that was just all. That was awesome. Thank you.
Okay, you're very welcome.
And Scott, if you want to resolve any of these things or get a good sprucing from Jack, you can check him out on his website, energyforhealthandhealing.com, to connect in with him if you're interested, okay?
Excellent. I appreciate it.
Thanks for calling in.
Okay. Thank you.
So,
bye-bye.
Jack, I'm like just so fascinated hearing you. You know, I have the luxury of getting to work with you in person, and it's been so fantastic. Hearing you do this over the phone. And, you know, it's funny to me because one of the things that I find, especially, you know, doing energy work myself, it's so easy to close our chakras that, you know, you can, whether you do healing work on yourself or I think it's so easy to get ourselves, you know, all gummed up and gooked up. And how often, we've got to take a break in just a moment or so, but how often would you say, Jack, that people should get spruced up, should get some energy work done, would you say?
Well, you know, obviously it depends how stressful one's life is and how resilient one is. But I have a lot of clients who come in roughly once a month for a tune-up after we've gotten them to a better place where they're feeling better. Initially, it might be helpful to meet weekly or bi-weekly a couple of times to help resolve their major concerns. But once things are in place, roughly a month, I've got some people coming a little more often, some people coming every couple of months. Yeah. It kind of depends on the person.
Absolutely. And I know, Jack, that I've sent a lot of clients to you for grief-related issues, for stress, depression, emotion, anxiety, who've had just tremendous, tremendous results with you, just even from the emotional perspective. And I feel like we forget about those things oftentimes of how much healing work can really help on the emotional and grief-related purposes as well. So I got to plug that for you there, because I know that's a big thing that you've helped a lot of my clients with. We need to take a quick break. If you're interested in checking in, connecting in with Jack, you can find him on either of his websites, distancehealingarts.com or energyforhealthandhealing.com. When we return, we're going to continue taking callers. So give us a jingle, 800-930-2819. And we'll stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Your name in lights above it. This is your big debut. It's like a dream come true. So won't you smile for the camera? I know.
Hi, I'm Tim Darter.
And I'm Steve Kramer.
Join us on Spirit Fire Radio. Discover how to add the mechanics of meditation to your day.
And watch yourself connect in a whole new way. Find the amazing moments in life's routines that often pass us by. Add to your awareness with Spirit Fire Radio.
Tune in each Wednesday at 9 a.m. for your weekly guide to practical mindfulness. And to learn more, visit www.spiritfireradio.com.
Enlightening, humorous, and compassionate. Listen live to The Kelly Ballard Show, insight and inspiration from the great beyond. Kelly is a fourth-generation medium and intuitive who covers topics ranging from grief, spirit guides, and listening to your intuition. Kelly can help you get answers and guidance from the other side with a little bit of humor and a lot of healing. Tune in to The Kelly Ballard Show, Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific Time here on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Enlightening, humorous, and compassionate. Listen live to The Kelly Ballard Show, insight and inspiration from the great beyond. Kelly is a fourth-generation medium and intuitive who covers topics ranging from grief, spirit guides, and listening to your intuition. Kelly can help you get answers and guidance from the other side with a little bit of humor and a lot of healing. Tune in to The Kelly Ballard Show, Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific Time here on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
To Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to stir up your passions, remove your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Speaker, teacher, channel, clairvoyant, Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst who channels a powerful energy from Source to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times, and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
Thank you.
are back on the Kelly Ballard Show, Insight and Inspiration from the Great Beyond, with me, Kelly Ballard, on Transformation Talk Radio. I need to take a moment to say an extra special thank you to Chris and Brian over at WBLQ, 1230 AM, for doing a great job with our callers. Thanks, guys. I appreciate it. And I am so glad that all of you are spending time with me today. As a medium and intuitive consultant, I work with Spirit Daily to provide my clients with answers, insight, and inspiration from their loved ones on the other side. You can always find more information about me and my services at reflectiveharmony.com. We've got time left for callers to connect in with Jack. And you can reach us at 800-930-2819. I'm so glad that all of you have had an opportunity to get to listen to Jack today. He is an amazing healer and one of my favorite colleagues, and has been working as a certified energy practitioner and an energy manager for over 20 years, helping people to feel strong and healthy and sturdy from this amazing healing work. And you're going to definitely want to listen to the replay of this show. So Jack, I wanted to remind everybody before we take our next caller that they can also find more information from you at distancehealingarts.com or energyforhealthandhealing.com as well. So Jack, are you ready to talk to our next caller?
I am, Kelly. Yes.
All right. So our next caller, we have Mary Beth from Latham, New York. Hi, Mary Beth. How are you?
Good, thanks. I'm
Mary
calling
Beth,
in
me, Jack.
Because
what can you do for you today?
Hi, how are you?
Hi.
I'm calling because I've been through some changes over the past few months. Some positive, not so positive, and I'm just checking in on my energy.
Okay. Okay, Mary Beth. I want to say a little bit about what you mentioned before the break, Kelly, about the emotional issues. I found that the emotions just play an absolutely huge part in contributing to people's physical problems, and that even problems that seem purely physical always have an emotional component. So a lot of the work involves clearing emotions, which affect the individual meridians, the individual organs, and the individual chakras. So I wanted to add that. Now, Mary Beth, I want to do something a little bit different with you, just to kind of show people what how energy work, you know, can access what's going on. I'm going to ask you to make a statement, and I'm going to feel whether your energy stays strong or goes weak with the statement. If your energy stays strong, then you're in agreement with the statement, you're coherent on it. But if you go weak, that means there's some resistance, some subconscious resistance. So, Mary Beth, I'm going to ask you just to say, I want to feel better.
I want to feel better.
Okay. I felt your energy weaken a little bit. Okay? Now, I know you want to feel better, but what happens is, over time, with the stresses of life and the anxieties and the fears and the stress, we develop kind of like a psychological reversal subconsciously. So even though people want to feel better, some part of their system is resisting it. So when you said, I want to feel better, I felt you kind of go weak. Let me have you say one other thing. I allow myself to feel better.
I allow myself to feel better.
Okay. All right. You went weak on that as well, Mary Beth, okay? You're like a lot of other people. This is subconscious. You're not even aware of it. And let me see if I can determine where that resistance is coming from, okay? I can feel that resistance in your solar plexus chakra, very much in your heart chakra, your crown chakra, your stomach meridian, small intestine, triple warmer, liver, central meridian. Okay. So, I mean, I threw a lot of words out there, but the point is, when people go weak, like a lot of people do, on I want to feel better and I allow myself to feel better, that really is kind of almost like a brick wall. In order to break through that wall, energy work can help there, because by working on those energy systems I just mentioned to you, solar plexus chakra, heart chakra, and all those meridians, by doing some energy work on them, there's no doubt that if you worked on that for a little while, you would be able to say, I want to feel better, and I would feel your system stay strong. You'd be able to say, I allow myself to feel better, and your system would stay strong. And then we would move forward from there. So what I do with people initially is I check certain statements like that to make sure that there isn't any subconscious resistance they're not even aware of that's blocking them. So even though I feel it with you, all that can be cleared out, and you could be made to be coherent and in agreement with those statements with a little bit of energy work. So I just wanted you to be aware of that, and other listeners to be aware of that as well.
Okay.
Well, and thank Mary Beth, if you want to follow up with Jack to get some sprucing, you can reach out to him on his website, energyforhealthandhealing.com, okay?
Great. Thank you.
Thanks for calling.
Okay. Thank you, Mary Beth.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Jack, we are just about out of time. Our show has flown by, hasn't it?
It certainly has. My goodness. Wow.
So, Jack, before we have to close everything out, is there anything that would be helpful for our listeners regarding their energy? A simple tip that you could give everybody before we close out our show?
Sure, Kelly. You know, there are so many advanced and complex and deep energy techniques that can be done, but everybody would benefit just from doing some simple things. Even some of the EFT tapping points. EFT is the name of emotional freedom technique. There's information all over the internet, and if you go to my website, I have EFT tapping points. But if people just tapped on certain meridians, certain acupressure points, it would really help relieve some of the stress and strain they're feeling. I think I mentioned earlier, one of the most sensitive emotional acupressure points is the groove in your chin, just below your lower lip. If you tapped on that point or massaged it while you were feeling the emotional stress or even a physical issue, that could help relieve some of the dysfunction in all the chakras on your body just by tapping that chin point. Two other points, right under your eye, the bony point under your eye is basically your stomach meridian acupressure point. If you tap under your left eye and under your right eye, sometimes that can help calm the stomach as well.
Thank you, Jack. And, you know, I use the chin tapping one on myself and actually my children quite frequently. Jack, thank you so much for being on today's show, and I hope you'll consider joining us again in the future. Please join me every Thursday at 4 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Pacific, to tune into the Kelly Ballard Show, Insight and Inspiration from the Great Beyond on Transformation Talk Radio. Next week, we'll be talking about another time, another life. Let's talk about past lives. You won't want to miss this show. Have a great week. Be open to the awesomeness of the universe, and thank you for allowing me to serve spirit. Take care, everybody.
You've been listening to The Kelly Ballard Show, insight and inspiration from the great beyond. Kelly Ballard is a fourth-generation medium and intuitive who covers topics ranging from grief, spirit guides, and listening to your intuition. Kelly can help you get answers and guidance from your loved ones on the other side with a little bit of humor and a lot of healing. Tune in every week and visit www.reflectiveharmony.com to learn more about Kelly and the services she provides. Thanks for listening.